Among the many things that fascinate in the Warhol exhibit still open at the Whitney are the shoes from the 1950s. Warhol's classical line drawings of the latest thing in footwear were made to satisfy commercial assignments. Many of the illustrations were plastered on the facade of the upmarket Manhattan shoe store, I. Miller, on Fifth Avenue, and used in ad campaigns in the New York newspapers. But he took off from there, making some of his own extravagant shoe art, pictured with gold and diamonds with an almost Victorian detail, elegant, delicate, and named for people he found interesting. One for Mae West, for example, a high-buttoned boot, a sleek T-strap for fashion editor Diana Vreeland, a kind of swashbuckling boot for Elvis Presley, and so on. Those pictures would wind up in Life magazine. Warhol had come from Pittsburgh to New York in 1949, and he'd broken through almost immediately.
By the late 50s, he had already come through one career incredibly successfully, and it wasn't enough.
Tony Sherman, co-author of the book Pop, The Genius of Andy Warhol, notes, Warhol wasn't an artist yet, but he was going places.
He wanted out of the kind of this small world of commercial illustration, and he wanted out of local celebrity in the sort of Manhattan lavender ghetto that he was a well-known player in, the Manhattan Gay Cafe Society.
So that is seen as the before and after for Warhol. When he made the move into art, the art he made changed everything. Of course, the artist himself, in a BBC interview from 1981, said, not really.
When you look back, after all, you were successful before you became an artist. Do you ever wish you hadn't become an artist?
When I was doing that, I was doing the same thing, so I'm really not doing anything different.
Well, when you were doing windows and drawing shoes and so on?
I don't see it any different.
But looking at the before and after, that is, what Warhol drew, and later how he used existing images stacked up and repeated over and over, you begin to consider what happened when he made that shift, what he left behind, what he gave up, what art historians used to call technique.
If you think about the abstract expressionists and how the hand was so important to art, Warhol removed the hand in a way.
Critic and novelist Lynn Tellman, author of American Genius, A Comedy, says Andy produced art in a very different way.
Some people saw that kind of art making as inauthentic. This wasn't art because he didn't make it with his hand.
He didn't even talk like an artist.
Well, I do the same thing every day. I go, you know, go to work and paint. And I try to turn out as many pictures as I can.
Is the number quite important, doing a lot of pictures?
Yeah, the number is really important.
One thing everybody seems to agree on, including the late art historian Robert Rosenblum, was that Warhol was always in motion.
He walked out of the ivory tower of the 1950s into the real world out there, just all of the grit that is the reality of America.
It was a huge leap from the old world of art,
where everybody was supposed to be Van Gogh only a couple of generations later, doomed, isolated, saintly, and he, you know, just got it and liked everything that was out on the streets. And that was an enormous change in the history of culture and the history of art.
In the Whitney Show, room after room of his take on that reality. The flower silkscreens, Mao paintings, images ripped from the headlines, ink blots, political work, films, all making familiar images unfamiliar. The show presents cleverly selected evidence that Andy Warhol did create authentic art in his different way, technique and all. And it powerfully closes the case. It's Fishko Files. I'm Sarah Fishko.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.